Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Senate has passed and sent to President Biden a $95 billion foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific region. The measure received final approval despite Republican opposition to additional aid for Ukraine. About $61 billion of the package would go to Ukraine. The 79-18 final vote in the Senate came amid growing anti-war protests across the nation. Several college campuses are in turmoil over the Israel-Hamas conflict. As NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports, colleges are now balancing freedom of speech and protecting student safety.
Protests and more than 100 student arrests at Columbia University over the weekend have been followed by demonstrations and dozens more arrests at NYU and Yale this week. The turmoil has sparked rallies and sit-ins at Harvard and the University of California, Berkeley, in solidarity with the students and the people of Gaza. In response, colleges are working to protect students while maintaining First Amendment freedoms on campus. It's looking different campus by campus, but for many, peaceful demonstrations have been the norm. Both Ohio State University and the University of Michigan have held demonstrations without police intervention. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
Veteran tabloid publisher David Pecker has described how the National Enquirer helped quash negative stories about Donald Trump in 2016. As NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, Pecker told a New York jury about being called into a meeting with Trump and Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen.
He said that he was asked how he could help the Trump campaign, and he said that he agreed to use his magazine to do three things. First, publish positive stories about Trump. Second, publish negative stories about Trump's opponents. And third, he said that he could be the eyes and ears of the campaign, meaning that if he heard that there could be negative stories about Trump, he would notify Michael Cohen, especially stories coming from women.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo reporting. As Wall Street digests Tesla's dramatically bad first quarter earnings, the company has announced mass layoffs that will affect more than 6,000 people in California and Texas. From member station KQED, Rachel Miro has more.
The cuts are part of a 10% global workforce reduction. They affect roughly 2,700 Tesla employees in Austin, Texas, 2,800 in the San Francisco Bay Area, and another 600 in Southern California. Tesla dissolved its PR department in 2020, but is required to report layoffs under U.S. labor law. Revealing in those filings, the layoffs are coming in the second half of June. The filings preceded a disastrous first quarter earnings report, putting pressure on Chief Executive Elon Musk to allay investor concerns about the future of his electric car company.
Rachel Miro reporting. This is NPR News. Pennsylvania held its presidential primaries Tuesday. Donald Trump easily won the GOP primary, and President Biden leads his Democratic challenger, Dean Phillips, by a wide margin. Incumbent Democratic Senator Bob Casey will face GOP challenger David McCormick in November. That race could decide which party controls the U.S. Senate next year. The Justice Department has announced charges against four Iranian nationals accused of hacking campaign against U.S. government agencies and businesses. Most of the private sector targets were defense contractors, as NPR's Ryan Lucas reports.
According to an indictment unsealed in federal court in Manhattan, the hacking campaign began in 2016 and ran through at least April of 2021. Prosecutors say over that time span, the defendants targeted the U.S. Departments of State and Treasury, as well as American defense contractors that had security clearances from the Pentagon. The four defendants face multiple criminal counts, including conspiracy to commit computer intrusions, wire fraud, and aggravated identity theft. None of the defendants is in custody. The U.S. government is offering up to $10 million for information on their whereabouts. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Trade Commission has voted to ban so-called non-compete agreements that restrict when or if an employee can take a job with a competitor. According to the FCC, 30 million Americans are currently under non-compete clauses. The agreements are often associated with high-level executive positions, but have recently trapped security guards and others who make low wages. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.